freestyle. And in Fatherhood Chronicles, Jay Styles. And in Fatherhood Chronicles, Jay Styles. And in Fatherhood Chronicles. Yeah, Jay and them Chronicles, man, they coming at ya. Changing stereotypes of black men and it's gaining traction. He ain't all talk either, cause he bout that action. Him plus his wife and kids equal no subtraction. The world paint a picture that was so much different, but Jay here to show you why he is the difference. So tune it in and turn it up. Black fathers everywhere, come on and stand up. Jay Styles and the Fatherhood Chronicles. Jay Styles and the Fatherhood Chronicles. Jay Styles and the Fatherhood Chronicles.
Good morning, good day, good night. How is everybody going? It's your boy Jay Styles back at you again with another episode of Fatherhood Chronicles. First and foremost, allow me to once again thank y'all for taking the time out of your busy schedules for coming and listening to me talk about whatever is on my heart at the moment. I truly appreciate it. Let's get started with this week's episode. First, let's talk about the funny of the week. Let me tell you about my son, my oldest, my ace. He's growing up, y'all, and so it's such a pleasure to watch. He'll be 9 years old in December. I was looking through some old pictures just the other day, and it's funny how similar him and my youngest look when they were born, but definitely seeing them develop their own personalities and coming into who they are. It's a beautiful thing to watch. He's finally starting to understand, my 9-year-old or almost 9-year-old. He's finally starting to understand and grasp the concept that of sports, that he's actually very good at sports, especially basketball and track. When he's playing, when he's running, he has no fear. He actually recently told me that he was getting too old to play on the lower rim. That being 8 or 9 feet, and that he wanted to play practice on a 10-foot rim with a regulation size ball. For him to actually come up and make those comments was, it was huge. It was funny because he said, like, he's a big boy now, so I'm going to do big boy things. So he was outside playing, and you know, if I'm inside, not out, not necessarily with him or doing something else, I could hear him, and so. Such a delight to hear him do the countdown, you know, that all little athletes do when they're playing by themselves, where they count down and, you know, 3, 2, and then they, before they hit the number one, they shoot their shot and they hit the imaginary game winner. Or if they miss it, they say, and he was fouled. So it's funny to hear that, knowing that I did when I was little. I have friends that did when they were little, and now my son is doing it. So we all know the scenario. But this past weekend, he came inside after playing, and he told me all his friends are going to need doctors because he's sending them to the ankle repair clinic. Y'all, let me tell y'all, I lost it. I thought it was so funny. He is really feeling himself right now. I swear he thinks he's like the second coming of AI or Kyrie. That's Allen Iverson or Kyrie Irving, two NBA stars, for those of you who are unfamiliar with the National Basketball Association. But in the end, I'm not mad at him, though. I actually posted this story on my Facebook the other day when it happened, and one of my friends asked me about it. I had to explain that he was just being a more just cocky, just like his daddy, you know, and I appreciate that confidence, that swag he exudes just in things that he does. So I did caution him and tell him to watch it, though, not in a scolding manner or mean, but I just let him know there's always someone that's bigger, better, faster than you. But you shouldn't let that discourage you or intimidate you. Just say, be aware of it. And regardless, never let anyone outwork him, and he'll be fine. So hopefully he heeds my advice. This past weekend, my church hosted a fall fashion hookup for the young boys, young men of our church. Actually, one of the members that goes to our church, who works as a stylist, personal shopper, fashionista, whatever you want to call it, she was actually there to kind of give the boys the clues and let them know, hey, what to look for and what to do with their clothing. And just kind of explain how it's all about your confidence and how you rock it. I really don't know what her official title is, but I just know that she's a bomb and she's always in style. So I appreciate her coming out and do this. Not to mention, she's also one of my dear friends I grew up with. So again, big shout out to TT Adria. The fact this weekend, she actually gave, like I said, a few examples of hot trends going on and what the boys can do to help with their fashion sense. Explaining that whatever they wear, as long as they have confidence or quote unquote swag, then their outfit will be hot in the eyes of their peers. Obviously, she didn't say it like that. You know, I had to put it into dad talk so a lot of my listeners will understand. But just whatever you put on and rock, you know, it's hot if you think it's hot. And if you go out like, can't nobody stop me, then it's going to be fashionable and it'll start a trend. So I lead with this story because my son, who was the youngest in attendance, always listens more so to other people, his TTs, his granny or whatnot. It's a toss up when it comes to mom and dad, but he always listens to other people. He really took this talk to heart. In the 5 days since this conversation, since this hookup took place, he's now into designing and creating his own personal style, his personal fashion sense, and making a statement. And more importantly, after he gets dressed, he gives it the once over, looks in the mirror, and kind of says under his breath, "Rock it with confidence." Again, to no one in particular, just kind of says it, looks at himself, and he's like, yeah. So I love it. His swag is growing, and I can see it happen right before my eyes. I always tell him before he leaves for school, be a leader. And now I think it's going to the next level. I think he's really exuding that leadership, that confidence, that swag, and I couldn't be happier. I know there's a long way to go. I know there are going to be ups and downs, but seeing him start to have that confidence in all that he's doing, whether it's school, whether it's athletics, whether it's fashion, it's a pleasure to watch from my standpoint, my viewpoint. On top of that, I believe it's going to rub off on his brother too. For your information, I'm not worried about the confidence yet because, like I said, my son will be 9 in December. I got a toddler who just turned 2. So I'm not worried, but I know as they get older, that's one of those things that's it's very demanding and something you want to pay attention to as a father because, you know, we all made mistakes growing up. We've all been there. So it just in terms of trying to help him become a young man. And, you know, it's easier if this foundation is set in him. I look forward to seeing how the rest of the school year plays out and the roles that he begins to take on in his different activities. More so of the missteps than his accomplishments. I always celebrate when he does something good. Great. You know, I always let him know that I'm proud of him, that, you know, I want to make sure that he understands that, you know what, as long as you try, I'm proud of him. But when he falters and makes a mistake or doesn't do as well, and his response to that, that is where I definitely want his confidence to grow and not have the meltdown or the tantrum that, you know, babies tend to have. But as you get older, you're like, okay, this happened. What can I do about it? So it's his reactions to hit the mistakes that are made. And I think the confidence will definitely help with that. As a father, you know the mistakes you made growing up. And you just hope your kids don't falter too much as they grow up. But understanding, you know they will. And you hope they recover sooner than later when they do falter. But again, it's all about the confidence and the confidence in their ability to recover. So that's just one thing you want. Definitely always be mindful of. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's time for the question of the week. This week's question is, of course, about confidence and swag. I want to know, what do you do to encourage your children and boost their confidence? Do you beat them wholeheartedly at sports, or do you let them win? Do you listen and pay attention to their academics and when they're trying to explain stuff and kind of let them teach you? Or do you just congratulate them when they bring home a grade on a paper and I explain to them, hey, I know that you've been working hard. I see it and I can appreciate it. Do you tell them that you are proud of them and all of their accomplishments, regardless of what it is? So once again, what do you do as a parent do to encourage your children and help to boost their confidence? Thank you once again for taking time out of your busy schedule to listen to another episode of Fatherhood Chronicles. I appreciate it, and I look forward to chatting with you again. In the meantime, if you have any comments, suggestions, questions, or you just want to say what's up, hit me up on my email account, jstyles.media@gmail.com. Once again, it's jstyles.media@gmail.com. Thanks and have a great day. Live life. Enjoy the ride.
J Styles and the Fatherhood Chronicles. J Styles and the Fatherhood Chronicles.